Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm coming to you from Oakland, California today. Today we're just having a general conversation about our upcoming material. Okay, and as you know, is that we deal with the Black experience, you know, from the beginning of time to yesterday. So we're going to take a few minutes right here. We're just reaching out there to our listeners to let them know what type of shows that we'll be having. Also, too, we'd like to get input, you know, from the community of what type of shows that you would like to have. One, we're going to be dealing with the historical ramifications of it. Two, we're going to be dealing, with history from the Black Empowerment era and also, too, from the Civil Rights era. We'll be dealing with the history of the transatlantic slave trade as well, too, of all the brutalization and what it is. And the purpose of these shows, you know, is to inform our community, particularly, you know, the ones here in these times, you know, about the true history that there was definitely that they're trying to erase and do not want us knowing our true history. And also, too, eventually, we're going to be doing a show on the Black Wall Street that happened down in 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had a great deal of black commerce where the black community at that time was very, very self-sufficient. And then, of course, you know, it was destroyed by white Americans, you know, who were envious and jealous, you know, of the wealth that was being attained. Also, too, we're going to be talking about in this long future episodes, too, some of our historical figures that America does not pretty much want us to remember, but we will. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please call in with your questions, comments, and concerns at 646-564-9630, and we'll be happy to have you live on the air. Also, too, as you know, on previous shows that we did speak about, you know, the current events, you know, that happens with our people. We did a little bit of information on what happened there down in San Bernardino and also, too, what happened over the Easter weekend in regards to that Stevie Steve guy. Also, too, we will be talking about and inviting callers and guests to come on the show to improve the quality of life in the black community. from an economical perspective, as well too, also to educational perspective, is because one thing that I'm in favor of is the homeschooling of our youth, and to get our children out of these public indoctrination systems called public schools, because as we all know, that the public school system pretty much breeds our children to go in and out of the penitentiary system. So we're going to be addressing that issue in the future as well, too. Also, too, this summer, for her 70th solar return, we will be doing a show on Tupac's auntie. We all know who she is. In addition to, we will be doing a show on the 50th anniversary where the Black Panthers had went up there and exercised their constitutional right to watch the state assembly in session up in Sacramento. In addition to, we will be talking about the horrors, you know, of the Atlantic slave trade, like I said before. And in addition to, we're also going to talk about the negative imagery that Hollywood puts on us as a people, and how it degrades us, and how it degrades us as an institution. It's because they don't show movies about us being positive or our positive history. They show us movies about us killing each other, about degrading each other, about ruining each other's lives. So, like I said, you know, our guests or and callers are welcome to give us a call at area code 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on there as well too. And then in addition to, once again, we've talked about historical figures. Also too, we've talked about historical events. And then one issue that I definitely want to bring to our attention as a people, in the Dred Scott case, the United States Supreme Court had ruled that persons of African descent were never intended and cannot be citizens of the United States. So we're definitely going to be talking about those type of issues right there. But it's very, very ironic. You know, they want our money, they want our tax dollars, and they want our young people to go out there and serve in the military, serve in their causes. Also, too, we're going to be talking about the Black Empowerment Era. It's because I put it up there on the earlier post today, is that there's a difference between the Civil Rights Era and the Black Empowerment Era. The Civil Rights Era were those in Martin Luther King's crowd and what have you, Ralph Abernathy, Wyatt T. Walker, John Lewis, and whatnot. They felt that the only way that we could prosper as a people was to assimilate into the culture of the oppressor, whereas the Black Empowerment Movement was about self-sufficiency. And it's very, very interesting of how other groups of people here will come to the United States in a very, very short period of time. They make their communities self-sufficient, and they're always opening up their businesses in the Black community, such as their retail outlets, such as their community stores and what have you. But they do not spend money for services in the Black community. They hire very, very few of our people. And then as Dr. Boris Watkins has said in his post, we should not be teaching our youth how to go out and find a job. We should be able to teach our youth how to go out here and to create jobs. It's because in the educational institutions, they never emphasize that on us. Even with the historical Black colleges and universities, they would emphasize to us to go get educated, but go out here and produce for someone else. Now what's happening with that there is a lot of these high-tech firms. They have a lot of people that come from out of the U.S. that get employed by these high-tech firms that come there with their innovation. But at the same token, you know, they don't give us too much regard as well, too. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we're just having a general conversation about our upcoming material. And please inbox us at Shabakas Black Experience Enhanced on our like page. of subject matter that you would like to know more about. It's because someone did mention something about the reparations issue. We will be talking about that in the future. Also, too, for our scholars out there, you know, we do have some slots available for you, too, if you would like to be a guest host on some of our shows, or if you would like to host one of your own shows, we'll be more than happy to make arrangements with you on that. So, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, and this here was just a general conversation of our upcoming material, and we thank you so very, very much. And we leave you now from Oakland, California, as we continue with Wes Montgomery, Bumping on Sunset.